science, there is actually a formula that can make a song make you happy, and that includes songs in major keys. That's perceived as happier. A sweet spot is about 137 beats per minute. A repetitive rhythm or guitar riff that makes it memorable or catchy. And of course, positive lyrics that inspire a sense of well-being. People love that. And if there's a little bit of a surprise or some type of unpredictability within that song, these are the things that make songs happy to you and make you happy and can boost your mood. So keep that in mind, I guess.
Well, it's science. This is science based. I'm sure, you know, songs about, you know, questioning who let those dogs out. Those are happy songs, you know.
Surprise.
All right, well, here
twist.
We go. We do have a nice little prize to give you here, according to Straight Nate.
Yeah.
Why do you have that look on your face? Don't we have nice prizes?
I'll figure it out.
Oh, we'll figure it out. All right, here we go. Oh. Happiness songs. What?
For this one, you just have to get the name of the song.
Oh.
Name of the song is all you need to do.
Okay, that's not that bad.
That's good.
All right, I'm looking at the list. All right, the first happy song is so easy. What is this song? While chasing the clouds
away. Remember.
What is it?
Do you remember?
And, okay, but keep going. Do you remember what? Just say it.
You know the name of the song.
Do you remember the September?
September, yes!
September.
Okay, there you go. All right, she did say it. I took some coercion, but okay, here we go.
It's a Tom thing.
That's a very happy song. I see why science would say, here's number one. All right, here's happy song number two. Sending out the message to all of my friends. We'll be looking flashy in my Mercedes Benz. What is that?
Pink, I'm coming out.
Ooh, oh my goodness.
You're so close.
I'm coming. Okay. I'm coming up.
Oh, man. That was Get the Party Started by Pink.
Oh, man. I got the artist, though.
Well, actually, you
I did
got
get the
lyric.
Artist.
You got the lyric as well, but that's not the name of the song.
You did.
God, this song about happiness is not making me happy. This contest, anyway. This contest is making me sad. Here we go. You'll get this one.
Hopefully happy I'm not song, making you sad.
Happy, no, you're doing great. You'll get this one. Happy song number three.
Okay. Young man, there's no need to feel
down. I said young man. All right, what is that from?
YMCA.
You got it. Oh, it's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's a happy song. All right. You guys, so far you have 2 out of 3. That's good. Okay, here is happy song number 4. Make you want to move. You're dancing with me.
I know the artist.
Okay, who's the artist? Just so we know you know the artist. Just,
Bob
just
Marley?
Yeah. He had a lot of music out.
Sun is Shining.
Sun is Shining. Hey! You got it. Oh my God. You got it. Wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. If you got that, you can get this one. What is happy song number 5? Superstar leaping through the sky like a tiger,
defying the laws of gravity. It's Queen. Hold on. Can you play it again?
Yes. And you can Google all your. Superstar leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity.
Don't stop me now.
Yes! Yay! Don't stop me now! Stop me now! I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball. Don't stop me now! That is a great song. It's just so unrealistic.
Everyone started dancing, though.
I know. I love that. All right. Okay. So I'm losing count. You have several. Okay. Here, you'll get happy song number 6.
Queen.
Dancing Queen. That's right. You got it. All right. You're doing really well here, Amy. Seriously. Let's keep that rolling. Here is happy song number 7.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper.
There you go.
Yeah.
You
got it.
All All right, and you just three more happy songs to go. Here's song number 8.
I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain.
Taylor Swift, Shake It Off.
You got
Amy.
It.
I love Taylor.
Two more to go. Here is happy song number 9.
Comes the Sun.
You got it. Woo! Absolutely. It's one of our
favorites.
All right. The air horns. Here comes the sun. Excellent. One more to go.
Okay.
All right. They say that's a happy song.
It's Bon Jovi. Like, what is it? Yeah. Just hold on. We got... Dun, dun, dun. It hold on. No.
Keep singing.
No, no,
keep
no.
Singing.
No. Keep singing. Keep singing. Keep singing. Don't get your finger off the
it
buzzer.
It doesn't
scary.
Really matter. Mm-hmm. We're halfway there.
Okay, halfway where? And what are we doing? What are we doing as we're halfway there? We're doing something. I'm not giving
we'll
up.
We'll make
on
it.
You.
I swear. Living on a prayer.
Yeah!
No.
Oh, God.
Eventually, if you say every lyric, you'll get the name of the song.
You know what? Exactly. If you just keep on singing, and you did it. You did really
Listen,
well.
Listen, these contests are really hard sometimes, but sometimes I'm sitting in the crowd, I'm like, how do they not know it?
I know. You did really well. I think you got, what, 7 out of 10? Or 8
she
out of 10?
9 out of 10.
I got 9 out of 10.
Damn.
Look at that. All right. Music, it makes
it's
us happy.
It's going to be a 10 out of 10 day, though.
Yeah,
it doesn't
yeah.
matter
that's
if
pretty,
it's...
That's pretty good.
The beats per minute, or if it's a major chord or a minor chord or whatever, you found them all, almost. Good for you. What do we have for our friend Amy? She did really well. Don't screw her over, Nate.
Well, we've got the
best. I love you guys. I've been listening since I've been like 8 years old.
That's not going to help
I'm
you.
I'm significantly older.
She's buttering the biscuit.
Yeah, the biscuit is
I
as
mean,
good
no,
as it's going
to
get.
I just wanted to say that.
She should get something better because she did get 9 out of 10. Right?
She did.
We'll send you 2 t-shirts then. How about that?
Wow.
Are we really that low?
That low. That's it. Prize closet.
Okay.
That's,
well, okay, we're going to find other stuff, too. I swear. I'm going to make Scotty go shopping in the prize closet because you deserve it. Amy, thank you so much for listening to us.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Yeah, love you more. Hold on 1 second. All right, out of all those songs, which happy song should we play?
Living on a Prayer.
No, no. Pink. Party starting.
Oh, look at the time. We're too late to play a song.
No song at all.
I don't know. Earth, Wind, and Fire makes sense to me because we're in the middle of that month. So there's
yeah,
that.
It's the end of that month. This is the last day we can play it, really.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Tomorrow's oh, my God. October. Where's Billy Joe Armstrong? We got some sad songs from Green Day we could play. Scary, put September in there. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. All that right. was a great list, Gandhi. Thank you so
you're
much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you to science. For giving us those happy songs. Supposedly, the list of happy songs you're supposed to play on International Be Happy at Work Week. So, are you guys happy at work?
Yeah!
Okay, just making sure.
Do you remember when it was like September? Love was changing the mind of September while chasing the clouds away. Arms ringing in the key that souls are singing as we dance in the night. Remember while the stars rule the night away.
love this text. It says, who could be mad while listening to this song?
Yeah, seriously.
September, on the list of songs that make you happy. Did you notice that all those songs are older songs? There's got to be stuff we play now that's brand new that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
These were classic. I think they were considered classic songs that make you happy.
I'm on the pursuit of happiness. I love that. Kid Cudi.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Well, okay. There's one. I mean, I'm just trying to get to the, I guess my point is, we still make happy songs, don't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, just making sure.
I think so.
Okay.
What is considered current in, like, amount of years?
What we play every hour and a half on our show.
Gotcha.
Those are current.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All right, well, let's just think it through. We don't have to come up with answers now, but I just want to make sure that we're still playing happy music.
Mm-hmm. Just I think asking. We are.
I think so.
Okay. Let's get into the three things we have ready to roll from Gandhi. Also, we have a $1,000 free money phone tap on the way in about 15, 20 minutes. Hang on. All right, Gandhi, it's all you. What's going on?
All right. The devastation is widespread and pretty brutal in the wake of Hurricane Helene. Experts are saying the reason this one has been so bad is because of climate change, that warmer ocean waters contribute to the formation of storms. With that warmer water come stronger storms that develop and intensify more quickly. So we also have less time to prepare for them. At least 90 deaths have been reported in the southeast as a result of that storm, with 1,000 people, they're saying it's more than that, currently unaccounted for. North Carolina's governor says help is on the way to people impacted by that catastrophic flooding, and the state's National Guard will be airlifting supplies to counties in Western Carolina. People are desperate for help. As we always say, redcross.org if you can. Meta mogul Mark Zuckerberg just joined the ranks of the top of the 1%. Yes, I said the top of the 1%. Numbers from, yes, Bloomberg's Billionaire Index project that the growth of his personal wealth in 2024 is $201 billion, making him the fourth richest person on the planet.
I love how it's 201.
Yeah. That actually, yeah. Hey, that's an extra $1 billion.
Well, I mean, what's a billion among friends?
He is now in the $200 billion club with only three other members, and they are Elon Musk, of course, of Tesla, Jeff Bezos of Amazon, and Bernard Arnault.
Yeah, the French guy that owns all the big labels.
All the,
big
the luxury labels. Brands. Damn. Yeah.
Look at that. A bunch of rich white guys. There they are.
Who knew fashion would take you that high? Jeez. I am stunned by that one. And finally, the Earth is getting a temporary new companion. Researchers call it a mini moon. It'll be hanging around for about 2 months before it heads back out on its journey into the solar system. It's really an asteroid, roughly the size of, as we always say, measured weirdly, a city bus. It's a very dim object, pretty much ruling out the chances of spotting it with the naked eye. And those are your three things.
There you go. You know, I hate cilantro. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I follow on Instagram, we.hate.cilantro.
Oh, my God.
Today, they have a guide to herbs and what you do with them. Dill, you put in eggs and potatoes and soups. Parsley, you put in soups and stews. Mm-hmm. Basil, you put on pizza, on pasta, and pesto sauce. And cilantro, you put it in the toilet or the trash bin.
Absolutely not. How dare they?
Okay. I'm gonna post this in the kitchen down the hall.
I'm Scotty B.
And I'm Andy.
And we have a podcast called Serial Killers. It's a podcast where we talk about breakfast cereals, and we'll try it before you buy it. Plus some fun facts about cereal you might not know.
From the nauseating cereals to the delicious ones, we taste them all, over 1,000 cereals and counting.
New episodes every Monday.
Listen to the iHeart Podcast Award-nominated Serial Killers
on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. Crunch!
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. Don't be scared. It's Halloween season, and the free iHeartRadio app has everything you need to make it a scream. Commercial-free Halloween radio. Custom playlists like Disney Halloween hits.
I'm riding to the core.
And spooky podcasts like Dream Sequence.
They're just dreams.
Just open the free iHeartRadio app, search Halloween,
and listen now.
iHeartRadio. Free never sounded so good.
iHeartRadio.
It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can.
Sweet.
that and I'm back, bro.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
I don't know. You know, I open drawers, I open closets, and I get a little anxious because I have so much stuff, right?
Oh, I know.
And, you know, I think all this stuff, you know, it did serve a purpose at one time. Now it doesn't. I really should find someone who needs it. I need to donate it. I need to make sure it goes to an organization that can make sure it gets into the hands of someone who needs it. Whatever it is. Clothing or, you know, kitchen pots and pans. I don't know. Whatever. So we're trying to figure out the rule of thumb. What's the rule you should always follow in figuring out if you want to keep something or get rid of it? Do you have one, Danielle?
No.
What about you?
Whatever
what about
it is,
you,
it's Gandhi? Not working.
What about you, Gandhi?
Okay, I try to stick by if I have to wipe dust off of it,
that's good.
That it's not something I need anymore. Because I haven't touched it
dust,
in a while.
I don't know. Dust. We live in a dusty world. I don't know. Mm. What about you, Froggy?
If you haven't used it in 1 year, so one full calendar year, then you should probably get rid of it.
Mm. Okay. And then we've also heard people say, if it doesn't bring you joy. Okay, well.
Well.
So there's a new one. It's called, ready for this? The poop rule.
Okay.
Okay, hear me out.
What does that mean?
it's just a different take on, you know, the rules.
Okay.
When you're trying to figure out if you should keep something or get rid of it, ask yourself this question. If the object had poop on it, would I wash it off or throw it away?
Oh, jeez. That's good, though.
Yeah, that is actually good.
The poop rule. I sort of see some, I mean, when you first get into it, you're like, okay, this is gross, but... Wow, okay.
There are definitely things I would just throw away. I'm thinking about it.
I feel like at this point, most things.
Wait, I have an idea. Okay, I have a question. I have a follow-up.
Okay, then I have an idea. I've got an idea to put it to the test. So, go ahead.
Is it my poop or someone else's poop?
Okay, see, you can't get too granular with this thing.
Okay.
I say... Over the weekend, this coming weekend, when Scary's away doing whatever Scary does, mm-hmm. We should go through his drawers in here.
Yeah.
And we should put a little poop on a few things.
Yeah.
Or maybe Scotty B's studio. Look, that's like the biggest like fire trap in the whole building. You have so much stuff. You have so much stuff in your studio. Yeah. Look at all the junk in there. It's mountains of just junk.
You can't even walk in without knocking something over.
I would be so upset if anything disappeared.
Scotty, if we pooped on it, though, would you throw it out?
Something.
We'll figure out, with the poop rule, we're going to figure out what can stay and what can go.
He said something.
It depends on who poops on it.
See, I said the same thing, but he said it doesn't count.
Guys,
I agree with that.
Poop is poop.
I don't know.
I will tell you this, okay? Well, I will tell you this. When I have dogs, okay? And I was thinking, one of the things I don't want to deal with when I get a dog, before I got a dog, is like the poop. But you know, if it's a poopy from my little dogs, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't play with it. You know, right. I don't juggle it, you know, whatever.
Right.
Play hacky sack with my friends with the poop. I get rid of it. But if it's someone else's dog's poop, I don't want to get near it. Yeah. So right. I do see.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Chris Hemsworth's poop and Carrot Top's poop, two different poops.
Neither one is acceptable, Danielle.
I don't want anyone's poop. And I'm talking about like a poop from my babies. That's it.
Okay.
So the poop rule. Again, if the object has poop on it, would you wash it off or throw it away?
Okay.
And that's how you determine whether you keep it or not, right?
Yeah. I'm going to lose half my closet this way. Easy.
It's actually a good thing to go through and just see how much you can get rid of.
I know, but do you have to ask yourself that question out loud? Like if you're standing in front of your closet? Mm-hmm. Okay, if I was there was poop on this, would I wash it off? Okay, throw it away. Goodbye.
Yeah.
All right. So that's just the new rule. Look, you know what? People listen to us. We like to solve problems. This is a problem solving show.
We are the problem solvers.
This is the think tank. Now it's the stink tank, I guess. The poop rule. Where'd you get that, by the way? Do we know where that came from?
I see it's been making the rounds. It's on HuffPost.
It's been
it was there 3 days ago on HuffPost.
Did we float that out there?
Is it
circling the drain a little bit?
Do you think somebody just had a deadline at Huffington Post and like, oh, man, I got to come up with a story. How about some poop on clothes?
<I don't know.
laughs> Would I throw it away? Oh,
all right.
There's a story.
All right.
500 words.
We're going to move forward. Let's just let this one...
Simmer.
Simmer. That is nasty. Hey, we have $1,000 free money phone tap coming right up.
Free money phone tap coming up next. Here. For the Elvis Duran in the Morning Show free money phone tap, no purchase necessary. Void in Montana, New Mexico, Washington, and where prohibited. For more info and rules, go to elvisduran.com/contest. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. Don't be scared. It's Halloween season, and the free iHeartRadio app has everything you need to make it a scream. Commercial-free Halloween radio. Custom playlists like Disney Halloween hits.
I'm rotten to the core.
And spooky podcasts like Dream Sequence.
They're just dreams.
Just open the free iHeartRadio app, search Halloween,
and listen now.
iHeartRadio, free never sounded so good.
iHeartRadio.
Time.
somebody's got my baby. And now you ain't around, baby, I can't think. I should've put it down, should've got that ring. Cause I can still feel it in the air. See a pretty face, run my fingers through her hair. My love, my life, my shawty, my wife. She left me, I'm tight. At every turn, trying to get my usher on, but I can't let it burn. And I just hope she know that she the only one I yearn for. More and more I miss her, what will I learn? Didn't give her all my love, I guess now I got my payback. Now I'm in the club thinking all about my baby. Hey, she was so easy to love, but wait, I guess that love wasn't enough. I'm going through it every time that I'm alone. And now I'm wishing she'd pick up the phone. But she made the decision that she wanted to move on. Cause I was wrong. And now I'm thinking about her.
Free money phone taps, especially when it's a fun one like this. Our friends at USA, they have their show Scare Tactics. It premieres Friday at 10, 9 central. I mean, we sort of have our own scare tactics going on here with Scotty B.
We do. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine living your life in, like, in the middle of a horror film? There's no other way to put it, right? And that's what Scare Tactics is all about. I mean, Gandhi, I know you're really, really excited for Friday.
Oh, this is right up my alley because it is exactly what all of us would do if we had this budget to each other. It's so funny. It's a prank show. It's putting people in these, I mean, like you're kind of the star of your own scary movie. And I know that there are certain scenarios that would send Danielle over the edge. Scotty would be passed out immediately. Yeah. But it looks really funny, so I can't wait.
It looks hilarious. Imagine you go out to a diner with some friends to have breakfast. All of a sudden, all the lights go off. And all the people in the diner just freeze. And you're the only one moving. You're like, what's going on? And then some creature comes out of the kitchen with your breakfast. And it looks like it has three heads. I mean, they've got the budget to do these incredible stunts. I love it. And I can't wait. USA's Scare Tactics premieres Friday, this Friday at 10, 9 central. We're all going to be watching. It's going to be really cool. And let's get into the free money phone tap. Thanks to USA's Scare Tactics. You can win $1,000 if you're caller 100 right now. 1-800-242-0100. All right, who does the Scare Tactics free money phone tap? Scary?
Garrett!
Let's go!
Don't answer.
answer the phone, Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Garrett.
Yes, your phone tap. What's it all about?
So Kathy wanted to play a phone tap on her brother, Tony. Now, Tony's away on vacation, which we figured that would be a perfect time to play a phone tap on someone. But Kathy was put in charge of watching over Tony's house while he's away. So I'm going to call Tony while he's on vacation, and I'll be playing the part of the unexpected landscaper.
Okay. You know, Garrett, you're getting pretty mean in these phone taps. I'm sorry. All right, let's see what happens in Garrett's phone tap.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Kathy, hey. What's up?
Hey, are you laying on the beach?
No, just,
There's a guy outside mowing the lawn, and why did you schedule a landscaper?
I didn't hire anybody. Who's out there?
I just some guy with a lawnmower.
What, some guy just comes by and does the lawn, you don't ask any questions?
How would I have known? I mean, yeah, but here, hold on a second, I'll get him. Excuse me, sir?
Yeah!
My brother's on the phone. He wants to talk to you for a minute.
Hello!
My sister says somebody's doing the lawn. No, I didn't hire anybody to do the lawn. I do the lawn.
We're almost done. No, we just took up the dandelions and the mums.
Who the f*** are you? What the hell are you doing?
Well, I was just doing what I thought. I mean, this
You're touching my flowers? Did you touch the pansies?
No, we just ripped up all the flowers.
Are you f***ing serious? I didn't hire anybody to do anything. Get the f*** out of my house.
This is 56 Thornwood Avenue, correct?
No, it's 54.
Guys, wrap it up. We got the wrong house.
I am so sorry, sir.
I would smack you across the face right now if I could be there. I would, oh my God, you just ruined my trip.
I'm gonna hand the phone back to your lovely wife.
She's my sister, head.
All right, hey, listen, I'm not getting involved in any more Povich stuff, so.
Get the out of my house. What the hell are you talking about?
Wrap it up, wrong house.
Wait, why don't you want them to finish the lawn? They're getting in their truck.
I didn't want anybody to touch the lawn. That's my lawn. I didn't hire anybody to do that.
You didn't hire? I mean, they're leaving. Like, they're halfway down.
Don't let them leave. Don't let them leave. Stop them. Stop them now.
I mean, but the guy was really young. I think he just made a mistake. I mean, I'll go get him. I'm getting him.
Joe, who cares? Who cares? They need to pay for what the mistake that they made.
Just calm down. I mean, like,
I am calm. I'm enjoying my vacation, and I get a phone call about them ruining my lawn.
Just breathe. I mean, you're in the you're in paradise. Calm down.
Kathy, are you serious now? Kathy, are you serious? Get off the phone. Go chase them.
I'm not gonna go chase him in my car.
This isn't funny. I'm trying to have a good vacation, and you can't even do me one favor. And now the front of my house looks like my lawn looks like some trash lawn. I'm gonna look like an idiot on the block. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah. Who's this?
My name is Garrett from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and you just got phone tapped.
Oh, man. Oh my God.
Oh my God, we got you so good.
Dude, I'm on vacation, man.
Yeah, dude, how's vacation going?
That's it. I'm going to the beach. I can't deal with this now.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Yep. These phone taps. People are on vacation and we're screwing with them. That's not good.
Let them relax.
Now, anyway, that was your free money phone tap. Alice on line one, calling from beautiful New Hyde Park.
Hi, good morning, Elvis.
You know, Alice, you I drove right through New Hyde Park, New York this weekend. I waved. I honked my horn at you. I was right there with you. Hey, Alice, your call at 100. You just scored $1,000.
Oh good going, that's Alice. So amazing. Hey. Wow, it's my birthday week.
There you go. Oh, happy birthday week, Alice.
Thank you.
We'll take full credit for the entire week. Look, you got it. $1,000 on the way. Thanks to our friends at USA's Scare Tactics. I hope you use that money and just have fun with it. Don't do something serious with it. Come on.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
I mean, maybe they're about to turn off the electricity. Who cares? Just go spend it on dinner with friends. Mm. Alice, thank you.
Goodness.
Hold on 1 second. It's going to be
best birthday. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday to you. It's going to be a great week. Thanks to USA's Scare Tactics. Premiering Friday, this Friday at 10, 9 central. I'm ready to watch. I'm going to watch it live. I'm not going to record it. I need an event on Friday, Gandhi, and I know you've talked me into this. I'm going to do it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I think you'll love it.
All right. Another USA Scare Tactics premiere $1,000 free money phone tap. Coming up tomorrow morning and all week long. Danielle, what do you have coming up in your report?
Keith Urban failed music in high school. What?
And
if you want to stay in Prince's house from Purple Rain, you may have the opportunity.
You know, back to the Keith Urban story. Yeah. We talked about this years ago when American Idol first came out. You know, and people would win American Idol. Some of them would go on to be huge mm-hmm. idols, and some of them would not, right?
It used to be the thing to not win, and you'd be bigger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But also, you know, a lot of people we would play on our show that were huge superstars, and we all agreed none of them would ever win Idol. You know, so if Keith Urban failed music in school, then is that a big surprise?
Exactly. Right?
Anyway, don't let the school tell you you can't be a superstar singer and make millions of dollars and be married to Kate Winslet or whoever he's married to.
Nicole Kidman.
So many marriages to Keith Urban.
By the way, have you booked Keith Urban yet and his wife?
No, I can't book Nicole Kidman. I don't have any access to that. Keith Urban, I can get that done.
Yes, but you tell them to bring her when he comes.
Exactly.
It doesn't work that way.
Here's how it works.
You get Keith Urban to say yes, then we get him to whisper into her ear in the same bed they share. Okay. You need to come with me tomorrow. You need to come to me tomorrow morning, darling, in his Australian accent. Okay. Make that happen.
Adele.
Hi, Elvis.
The Mercedes-Benz Interview Lounge.
Bebe Rexha.
Yeah.
Hello.
Mercedes-Benz SUVs, stylish, powerful, and sophisticated. Visit mbusa.com for special offers.
Jungkook. Yeah.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
With Wendy's Breakfast Burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, bacon, or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Don't be scared. It's Halloween season, and the free iHeartRadio app has everything you need to make it a scream. Commercial-free Halloween radio. Custom playlists like Disney Halloween hits.
I'm riding to the core.
And spooky podcasts like Dream Sequence.
They're just dreams.
Just open the free iHeartRadio app, search Halloween,
and listen now.
iHeartRadio, free never sounded so good.
iHeartRadio.
Can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm flying. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it.
and explore Fleur de Ville's Artiste, a floral exhibit like no other. Free and open to the public, this fresh floral journey will feature 15 10-foot-tall mannequins designed by local florists, representing remarkable artists spanning various disciplines. Vote on your favorite for a chance to win a $500 gift card and continue the journey up at the Edge and Witchery. See Fleur de Ville's at Hudson Yards from October 4th through 13th.
Danielle, and in its final month of the season, a great place I love to go with my family is Playland Park in Rye, New York. Spend the day. Go to playland.com to get your tickets. Playland Park, a place where you can play all day.
WHTZ FM and HD2.
Newark.
New York City.
C100.
An iHeartRadio station. Listen on the free iHeartRadio app for all your music, radio, and podcasts.
Free never sounded so good.
Stream Z100 anywhere on our free iHeartRadio app. Sponsored by Shulman & Hill, New York's injury lawyers. Go to HurtNY.com.
That's HurtNY.com.
Duncan, traffic.
You want to stay away from the GW Bridge if you can. Got a big delay there. It's over an hour and a half, right around 95 to 100 minutes for the inbound upper level. And that's with all the lanes open. There was a major debris spill that had all lanes completely closed on that inbound upper level. Again, the lanes are reopened, but you're still jammed. It's about 45 to 50 for the lower. Lincoln and the Holland, 25 to 30 minutes. Another problem spot is in Roxbury, 80 eastbound, a crash by exit 28, causing heavy slowdowns. And northbound 684, crawling from the Hutch up to exit 2. That's a 40-minute delay with the crash on the northbound side of 684 by Route 120. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. The slow-roasted cantina chicken menu is here to stay with ingredients like purple cabbage and freshly prepared pico de gallo. Try it today at a participating U.S. Taco Bell location while supplies last. Contact store for participation, which varies. I'm Bernie Viter with Total Traffic on Z100.
Get your ass in the shower.
Elvis Duran in the Z100 Morning Show. Z100.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe, but I don't wanna hide, but I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die. Wait for your love.
You got me in the morning, in the morning.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Before the weekend, this time on Friday morning last week, we announced our Jingle Ball concert. We started with New York and Z100. Then we went to Philly, Q102, and then we went to Miami, Y100, and we're going to all three. These are all three our shows. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. And by the way, if you have a Capital One card, you can start purchasing tomorrow morning at 10 in all three of our favorite cities, New York and Philly and Miami, as far as Jingle Ball cities go. So, yeah, the other Jingle Balls, ignore those. These are the three you want to focus on. Those are the ones. I don't care if anyone has a problem with that. We're very proud. These three shows, mm-hmm. incredible. Mm-hmm. They really are the triple crown. Is that yes. what we're calling it?
Sure.
There you go. The triple crown. Mm-hmm. How was your weekend? I know that Danielle spent a low-key weekend at the house. Yeah. It was kind of a misty it was tinkling all weekend.
It was tinkling. I started the decorating. You know, it takes me more than one day for the Halloween decorations. So, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very good. I know this weekend, Gandhi, you had some friends in town, and I'm hearing that you had probably one of your favorite weekends of all time this past weekend, right?
Yes, you're right. I had such a good weekend. My best friend Kyle is in town from Philadelphia, and I love him so much. And it was just the perfect reset that you need to, like, laugh with your friend until you cry all weekend. We went to Emilio's Bellotto. It was amazing.
Oh, God. I love Emilio's Bellotto.
We ate ourselves to death. We had to be rolled out of there. It was so bad. And then we went to a drag show at the Mercury Lounge, and it might be the wildest drag show I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
Well, you sent some... Yeah, she said, Danielle, Gandhi sent me some video from that drag show at Mercury Lounge. It looked It looked kind of sick. I don't know. I mean, in a fun way, maybe, you know.
Well, the part that I sent you was shocking. Okay. It was, and if I say something is shocking, I feel like my sister would have passed out immediately.
I mean, the drag queen actually left something on the stage. Is that what I saw?
Yeah. I mean, multiple things were left on the stage. Dignity left everywhere.
What?
It was crazy. Right.
Wow.
We had a great time. And then the next day, we went to an Indian buffet, and then we got massages, and then we went to dinner. We just had the greatest weekend. It was awesome. Even though it was disgusting outside.
You know, when it comes to food buffets,